An article published in The Atlantic this week alleges that President Donald Trump called American soldiers who died in World War I, quote-unquote, losers and, quote-unquote, suckers. In a speech today, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden responded passionately to the report.
If what is written in The Atlantic is true, it's disgusting. And it affirms that Donald Trump is not fit to be the job of president, to be the commander-in-chief. When my son volunteered and joined the United States military as the attorney general and went to Iraq for a year, he wasn't a sucker. The service men and women he served with, particularly those who did not come home, were not losers. If these statements are true, the president should humbly apologize to every Gold Star mother and father and every Blue Star family that he's denigrated and insulted. Who the heck does he think he is?
Biden's son, Beau, died of cancer in 2015. The Associated Press has independently confirmed many of Trump's comments. Confirmation has also come from The Washington Post. They shine a new light on statements Trump has previously made disparaging American troops and military families, including when he attacked Khizr Khan and his wife, whose son was killed while fighting in Iraq in 2004. Trump, responding to questions at the White House following the signing of an economic deal between Syria and Kosovo, dismissed the article as false.
Sir, do you need to apologize to service members and veterans?
No, it was a fake story written by a magazine that was probably not going to be around much longer. But it was a totally fake story, and that was confirmed by many people who were actually there. It was a terrible thing that somebody could say the kind of things, and especially to me, because I've done more for the military than almost anybody else.
The controversy over the article comes amid news that the U.S. unemployment rate dropped to a still high 8.4% in August. The Labor Department said that employers added just 1.4 million jobs last month, which is less than the 1.7 million jobs that were added in July. It is the fewest number of jobs added since employers began hiring again in May after coronavirus-related closures. Biden criticized Trump's handling of the economy and the coronavirus pandemic.
Donald Trump may be the only president in modern history to leave office with fewer jobs than when he took office. The report reinforces the worst fears and painful truths. The economic inequities that began before the downturn have only worsened under this failed presidency. Those at the top are seeing things go up, and those in the middle and below are seeing things go down and get worse. It's no surprise, because at root of this is the fact that Trump has mismanaged the COVID crisis. It didn't have to be this bad to begin with if the president just did his job.
Biden says he has been tested once for the coronavirus and plans to continue to be tested regularly during his presidential campaign. Trump, on the other hand, has defied public health guidance on social distancing. He travels regularly to campaign events where his supporters crowd in, mostly without masks. Trump has repeatedly mocked Biden for following public health guidance and wearing a face mask. The U.S. economy has recovered only half of the 22 million jobs that disappeared when the coronavirus pandemic caused widespread shutdowns in the spring. Economists say this is evidence that economic recovery will be slow and uneven. But in a speech at the White House, Trump bragged about the latest unemployment rate.
Our unemployment rate dropped all the way down to 8.4%. It was just announced an hour ago. And that is many, many months ahead of schedule. They said you won't break 10% at least until next year sometime. And we just hit 8.4%, and we're going down rapidly, plus a lot of jobs were produced. I think what's happening is you're going to see tremendous growth in the very near future. We're rounding the curve. We're coming up with vaccines. I think the vaccines are going to be announced very soon.
The presidential election looms ahead in less than 2 months amid the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression. In response to a question about Trump's comments to voters in North Carolina that they should vote twice, both by mail and in person, Biden said Trump is trying to confuse voters and distract them from the current economic situation.
I think it's all designed to create so much chaos that no matter what the outcome of the election is, that is thrown up in the air. It just undermines the legitimacy of our democratic process, and it's dangerous. There's two things he wants us to talk about. Is the election legitimate? And the whole country's up in flames. Everything's burning. Law and order. Because he doesn't want to talk about anything about the job he hasn't done. The more chaos that is sown here, it's going to disincline people to show up. And every time I speak about it, I feel like I'm playing at his game.
Voting twice is a felony in North Carolina and is illegal in every state. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.